What dream or vision do you want to turn into reality?
Your dream is only a dream until it has a plan. You can dream of the kind of life you want. You can dream of the kind of change you want. You can dream of the kind of future you want. But until you wake up and begin to plan to get there, it will only be a dream.
If you want to be the best, you must be obsessed with it.
Getting better isn't a hack or a trick or a one change that you need to make. Getting better is a campaign. It's a campaign. It's a daily, a weekly, it's an hourly fight. An incessant fight that doesn't stop against weakness and against temptation and against laziness. It's a campaign of discipline. It's a campaign of hard work and dedication. It's waking up early and going to bed late and grinding out every second in between. Every single day.
I believe that I can create whatever I want to create. If I can put my head on it right, study it, learn the patterns, and, you know, it's hard to put into words. Yeah. Some real metaphysical, esoteric nonsense. But I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be. The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. Right? I will run.
You would not be outworked.
I will not be outworked.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, you might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. You might be sexier than me. You might be all of those things. You got it on me in 9 categories. But if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's 2 things. You're getting off first.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to die. It's really that simple. Right. So let's go back to the question about what if people block me out. It's going to be 2 options.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get back in or I'm going to be dead.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you're not going to outwork me. It's such a simple, basic concept. It's the guy who is willing to hustle the most is going to be the guy that just gets that loose ball. You know, he got 2. He hustled, he grabbed that one. That was going to be out of bounds, but he saved it back in. It's like the commodity that I see the majority of people who aren't getting the places they want or aren't achieving the things that they want in this business is strictly based on hustle. It's strictly based on being outworked. It's strictly based on missing crucial opportunities.
I honestly believe that if you're focused and passionate and driven, you can achieve anything you want to achieve in life. Because I honestly believe that. Because you'll figure it out. You know what I mean?
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
We have control of our minute, our hour, our day, our week, our month, and our year. Stop running around being on the receiving end of whatever people want to dump on you. You showed up. You accepted that invite. You invited these people to your house. You're in a relationship with that man. You're in a relationship with that woman. That's you. So how do you feel at the end of your night?
How easy and how convenient is it for us to blame everything and everybody for the things that we have going on in our lives? There is a such thing as you being a positive and a great person with the best of intentions towards everybody, and shit is rough and you just can't get a break. But most of you are waking up every day looking for pain, dysfunction, drama, unemployment, being broke, struggling, dropping every excuse in the book about your childhood and the problems and dysfunction that you grew up in that's stopping you from becoming successful. You don't like your friends, so why are you still with them? You don't trust your managers, agents, and lawyers, so why are they still there? Do you really expect your life and career to be any different from messing with the same things, people, and situations? That's all I'm saying. Are the things that you're doing, the people that you're hanging out with, and the places and the circles that you're traveling in, does that reflect a person that actually loves themselves? If you love yourself, why would you with those type of people? You know what they're saying about you behind your back. You know they're jealous and envious of who you are and the things that you got going on in your life and your career. You know that they don't like you. And they've made it clear. They've sent you every sign imaginable that they could possibly send you. And because you're so desperate to have people around you and in your life, you continue to go back. You continue to show up to everything they invite you to, knowing what they're saying about you. I'm not preaching separatism. I don't want a bunch of people to just be alone at home doing nothing with no friends, no family, and nothing to do. I'm saying that at this point, you are old enough and mature enough to understand the difference in good people and bad people. And when you're hanging out with negative, dark, and dysfunctional people, you cannot expect yourself to go to sleep at night and rest. You cannot expect yourself to feel good about your day when you're including negative and dysfunctional people in your day. Stop being a lazy person that's full of excuses, sitting around on the pity potty, coming up with every excuse in the world as to why you ain't winning. You are the reason you're not winning. You keep messing with negative, evil, and dysfunctional people and expecting positive results. It's time you get off the pity potty, stop complaining about being out of shape when you never go to the gym. Stop looking at your stomach when you get out of the shower and your body and complaining about the way you look when you're eating everything in sight and never going to the gym. You are the reason you look the way you look. You are the reason you're unemployed. You are the reason why your surroundings are so dysfunctional and negative. You could still be in the hood, broke and living a peaceful life. It's a choice. We are being raised in a generation of people that come up with every excuse in the book as to why they are not winning. You have that as a choice. You actually do. You don't wake up in the morning and negativity, dysfunction, problems, and issues just randomly pop up. These are the people that you have decided to include in your life. So the outcome of your day, your hour, your minute, your week, your month, and your year is always draining, always dysfunctional, and always crazy. Because these are the type of people you've decided to include in your day-to-day life. You got 24 hours in a day. When you go to sleep at night, how are you going to feel about your day? All depends on who you decide to include in your day. Stop running around acting as if you don't have a choice. You do have a choice. Excuses sound best to the people that's making them up. You got every excuse in the world. That's why you ain't moving. That's why ain't nothing changed and nothing will change. Because you have convinced yourself that everything is wrong, everything is negative, and nothing will change. And guess what? It won't change. Change your mind and it will change your life. Change. If nothing around you changes, change the things that are around you. I'm tired of it. I'm frustrated with the amount of people that are not successful because they have thought their way into a depression. You have thought your way into negativity and misery. You have thought your way into holding on to a dude or a girl that you broke up with a year or two ago and you're still sad and miserable. They done moved on with their life. It's all in the mind. change your mind and it will change your life. You just have to wake up. You just have to break that negative spirit. You have to break through all of that you're carrying. I don't feel sorry for you. You feel sorry for yourself. That's the problem. Even when positive people are trying to give you all this good energy, you have tricked your mind to turn every positive thing that they say into something negative. Every time they say anything to try and motivate you and inspire you, you turn every positive thought, every positive intention, everything that they're trying to boost your spirits up, you flip it, shake it, manipulate it, and you are so determined to be negative and miserable. It's unbelievable. So what, you grew up with them? So what, their childhood friends? So what, their family? We have a responsibility to walk in the direction of peace. I want to laugh. I want to smile. I want to enjoy myself. I actually want to feel good about the people that are around me. Because you're inviting me doesn't mean I want to show up. Because you're calling me doesn't mean I'm going to call you back. Because you want me to be there doesn't mean that I want to be there. Because we're family, because we're friends, because we grew up together doesn't mean that I want to be a part of any and everything that you want me to be a part of. Why? Because my experience with you hasn't necessarily made me feel good about my life or my experience at the end of every night. Because you go to sleep at night doesn't mean you're resting. Because you close your eyes at night and you are asleep physically doesn't mean that you're actually resting. And the reason that you don't rest is because while you're awake, everything and everybody that's in and around your life is so full of issues, problems, insecurities, dysfunction, negativity. Your mind is, and your spirit is in turmoil. It's issues and problems, arguments, yelling, screaming, dysfunction. I want you to stop playing the victim. You are not the victim. You decided that those are your friends. You decided that those are the people that you want to spend time with. You decided this is what you wanted to do with your day. When you get invited to places, doesn't mean you have to show up. No one wants to be alone. But why spend the rest of your life being miserable, frustrated, and insecure, and not really feeling as good as you have a responsibility to feel? Feeling good isn't just an opportunity. Feeling good is a responsibility that we all have for ourselves. And guess what? I actually don't care what you say about me. I don't remember the last time I lost sleep over a hater and the things that people are running around saying. Blogs, websites, conversation, tweets, and I don't lose sleep over haters. Why? Because I know exactly how I feel about me. And even if something appears to be very different than what it really is, I don't even mind that you're talking shit about the things that you're assuming that's really going on. The question is, are you just going to look at this video and decide, wow, that was some powerful, and do the same thing? But it's a new day. It's a new day.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
The most important commodity in this world is time. Time is priceless. Time is the essence of what you do each and every day. See, a lot of people show up at a job and they work and work and work and they don't like it. Or they show up at school and they study, take tests and don't like it. But for some of us, we've went to a place to where we realize that all of that is for something to make us better. That's a mindset. That's not despising small things. That's realizing that a higher power is in charge to get you on a path, and with your freedom of choice, you can make yourself even greater. Success is not overnight. It's studying. It's learning. It's growing, it's falling down and getting back up. It's failing and failing forward. It's not quitting. It's late nights, early mornings, no alarm clock, passion waking you up. It's something inside, an innate ability that makes you feel like I am something and I'm gonna be something. Never, never let anybody tell you different. So I need you to believe you can move past depression, anxiety, fear, and all these emotions that come in that are not part of what you're going to be one day. I know it's tough, but time and time again, the tougher it is, the better it's going to make you. We can't shy away from the things that are tough, because those are the things that make us get better and better and better. That's practice. That's in and out. That's rep after rep. Time after time. Lap after lap. Lesson after lesson. Paper after paper. Book after book. Training our mind to get better each and every day. That's in you. You have been built for this. You can't quit. You can do it. Not depression, not learning disabilities, not stress, not family, not finances, not being the smartest one in the class, not being a great test taker. You can do this. You have been built for this. Nothing just happens. You are in this situation for a reason, and you are built for this. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your destiny. So stop wasting time.
Well, for me, I mean, yeah, you visualize where you want to be and what you want to accomplish, and you kind of get lost in the process of day to day, you know, grinding it out and working, pulling all nighters if you have to. It's just about not losing vision and not losing sight of what you're trying to accomplish, no matter what hurdles you have to go through. So, I think that kind of relates to whatever you're doing, whatever major you've chosen or what you're interested in. So, for me, in basketball, and it's about, you know, visualizing, whether you write it down, put it on the wall, do something, what your goals are, and get lost in the process of day to day grind, day to day getting better every single day. Asking questions, aligning yourself with people that have been through it before, that are experienced, and leaning on that advice, and just trying to outwork the next person, and that's the biggest thing.
Something you said there, you're reaching your peak. Do you think, though, you can still take it to another level, or do you think this is as good as it's going to get for you?
I like to use one quote, that the limitations exist only in our minds, and if you start using imaginations, then your possibilities become limitless. So that's kind of a mindset that I have. I use my imagination. I do see myself achieving more. I'm hoping, I'm working hard on it, not only myself, but the entire team around me.
You cannot grow without legitimate suffering. You cannot grow without legitimate suffering. Rainbows follow storms. My last book, the favorite chapter, was Lost Creates Leaders. Nobody woke up in the morning and said, I want to start a cancer foundation. People who start cancer foundations are people whose lives have been impacted somehow by cancer. Rainbows after storms.
Intelligence can create huge profits. And in fact, you can actually make more money being smart than you can being strong or fast.
Expect difficulties is something I think everybody in this room has gotten into Harvard. Some of you probably are here, snuck in, but I don't care. Let's just say for point of argument that everybody here got into Harvard and you feel this incredible pressure to succeed. And I gave a speech here back in 2000. And then at the end, I said, fame is a little like a white tuxedo. It looks good. Or success is a little like a white tuxedo. It looks good, but you're very afraid of getting it dirty and it can inhibit you. And I think I would tell my 19-year-old self that everything you're feeling right now, I used to think that if I could look at someone like myself, I thought they had figured it all out and they were fine. And wouldn't it be magical if I could be, have my own show and be funny and everyone knew who I was and most people liked it? That would be a great thing and it would solve all my problems. And I would like my future self to say, that's not the case. It's actually day by day, how you do your work, how you conduct yourself, how you treat people, you know, what the joy you get out of your work, that is far more important. Allow for mistakes, allow for problems. I've had my career blow up on me about two different times, and I'm still here and very grateful, and I learned a lot during those moments and wouldn't really change a thing about any of it. And you just have to be willing to screw up and not freak out when you do screw up, because you will screw up. I mean, you're really going to screw up.
How many seconds, how many minutes, how many hours have we wasted? How many weeks, how many months, even how many years have we wasted doing things that we know are not productive towards our dreams? The reality is that we have to maximize our time in order to make our dreams reality. Stop wasting time. We can never get it back. Why am I here? When you realize why you were born, you have become the person you were supposed to be and move on to the greatest parts of your life. See, a lot of people show up at a job and they work and work and work and they don't like it. Or they show up at school and they study, 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 take tests and don't like it. But for some of us, we've went to a place to where we realize that all of that is for something to make us better. That's a mindset. That's not despising small things. That's realizing that a higher power is in charge to get you on a path, and with your freedom of choice, you can make yourself even greater. Making yourself believe that you can do it is a part of the process. It wasn't started without any work. You have to work through it. Tell yourself that you will do it.
What can we do? What are some of the keys that we can begin to use to motivate ourselves when our batteries run low? Because I don't care who you are, I don't care what you do, at some time you are going to get tired. At some time you're going to get in a rut, seem like nothing you do works out right. And sometimes it just seems like you just don't have the wherewithal or the will to do anything. That sometimes you act like you're punch drunk. You're just wading through life, just doing time day in and day out, looking at non-discriminatory television, anything that's on, just looking. And depressed, feeling powerless, feeling useless, and bored. What do you do? How do you get yourself out of a rut? How do you, when you know you can do more than what you've been doing and you're not doing it and you're discontent with where you are, you get angry at yourself. How do you get out of that rut? How do you motivate yourself? One of the things that we must do is that we must be involved in working on achieving self-mastery. You must work on yourself continuously. Never be satisfied with yourself. Always know that as you invest the effort and time on you, that's the greatest ability that human beings have above animals. See, a dog can't be anything but a dog. Tree can't be anything but a tree. Human being, you've got unlimited potential. You can put effort on you, and by concentrating on you and developing you, you can transform your life wherever you are right now. Most people won't do that. Well, they won't take time to go to lectures. They won't take time to go to seminars. They won't take time to go to classes to improve themselves. And as you continue to work on yourself, you will begin to expand your vision of yourself. You begin to work towards self-mastery. And you will begin to see it reflect itself in all the dimensions of your life, your mental life, your physical life, your social life, in your relationships, your monetary life. So concentrate on developing yourself. Because if you don't, I guarantee you that you will make a settlement. And most people have. And most of us already have. What kind of settlement have you made with your life? You know, when we make settlements, out of court settlements, you've heard them? That means that you decided to take something less than what you originally wanted to get had you gone into court. And the reason that you settled outside of court is because you didn't believe that you can get it. So you made an out-of-court settlement. Many of us are making in-life settlement. We're settling for less than what we actually deserve. We don't feel good about it, but we make it work in our minds. We'll come up with some kind of excuse to make it all right.
Extraordinary. Oh, when we put our minds to it, we can do extraordinary things. The Wright brothers, once they did achieve flight after time and time again of making mistakes, 66 years later, the human race was able to put a man on the moon. It's been said that time is free, but it's priceless. You can't own it, but you can use it. You can't keep it, but you can spend it. Once you've lost it, you can never get it back. The human mind has a mindset that once it gets focused on the goal and buckles down and realizes what it wants to do, human beings can do extraordinary things. See, some of us get these labels and these deficiencies and we just hang our hats on those and we make excuses. You know, you can't make excuses and be successful at the same time. So quickly at a young age, I realized that I have got to outwork other people. Nothing is impossible when you don't quit. Stop wasting time. Because if you live every second like it's your last, you will never waste time. Coach Hype. Onward, upward, towards the light.
The point of that clip is to make you understand that the major mistake that everybody makes is waiting. Waiting to fucking feel like it. Waiting for somebody to pick you. Waiting for the right time. Waiting for you to feel motivated. It's not coming. For the big stuff, for the hard stuff, it requires a push. Always has, always will. Nobody is coming to save your ass. It is up to you. And so if you want to change anything about your life, stop sitting around and wasting your goddamn life and start pushing yourself. Whether it's a fast or it is starting a business or it is changing how you talk to your spouse or it's changing the kind of parent that you are, you got one life. And all you need to do is turn on the freaking news and see the kind of that's going on in this world. It's both amazing and terrifying. You never know when your time is up. But I do know that you've got time right now to change things. And so the thing you should change is you should take 100% responsibility for your future. You should decide, what is it that you really want your life to look like? Because you only get one of them, and it's not going to start again. But you could start building your future right now. And that begins the moment that you realize
that you're never going to feel like doing the things that are hard. You're never going to feel like stepping out of your comfort zone. And the second that you do, the second that you push through, you win. You win because you see yourself becoming the kind of person who takes action. You see yourself believing in your ideas. You see yourself disregarding your own excuses. That is the source of confidence. It's the willingness to try. It doesn't start with belief. It starts with the push. So do yourself a freaking favor and stop thinking about all this stuff and stop commenting and push yourself. Do something.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.